Continuing from our conversation last week, we have Iran Chintaka with us again this week to talk about optimizing soap processing with Axiom. He was the initiator of the Axiom project, which is a stacks-based object model of the Apache Web Services project. Chintaka, maybe you could first tell us what support Axiom has natively for soap processing.
First of all, Axiom has the concept of builders, where it is using to create the XML object model. In addition to the generic builder that we use to build the XML object model, we have a separate builder which can detect soap messages and create soap-specific object model. So this is called Soap Model Builder. The Soap Model Builder creates an object model which exposes a soap-specific API to the user. Now the Soap API is implemented on top of OM API. OM API means the Axiom API. So when a user creates soap object model using Axiom, he will see directly soap object model without a generic XML object model. That's how we have native soap support within Axiom.
So why is there necessary to have native support for SOAP?
Axiom was initially started up as an object model of AxisTool. So AxisTool wanted to have a SOAP object model which is fast and efficient. So Axiom was created to cater that requirement. Axiom was initially not generic. It was just implementing SOAP specific APIs. But later we made it generic. But at the same time, we want to provide a convenient API even for the AxisTool developer so that he can see the SOAP message as it is. So what we did was we, as I mentioned earlier, we provided a SOAP API and this was implemented using Axiom. And this at the same time helped AxisTool to validate SOAP messages as and when it is being passed. So that's why we want to provide SOAP specific stuff within Axiom.
Right, so how will it help a web service engine?
First of all, we want to get the advantages of deferred building. Meaning, when you get a SOAP message, you don't need to build an object model completely out of the SOAP message that you have received. So what we are doing is we are creating an object model, but we are not building it. We are deferring the building part. Whenever a user needs information, then only we go and build the relevant parts. Most of the time, the XML object model we have in the memory is partially built. That gives us some advantage with respect to memory. The second thing I would say is the convenience for extension developers. For example, if someone is writing an extension for AxisTool, say a handler developer, he might want to look at the SOAP message and do some processing on that. So that the SOAP API that provides within Axiom will help the extension developers as well. And another advantage I would say is that the SOAP infoset is available in a single place. Just a matter of getting the SOAP envelope and you can process it. And Axiom has a nice feature where it can handle attachments also within Axiom so that you don't need to worry about going here and there to find the attachment. So then one might ask, okay, Axiom has a different API. I'm a DOM user. Do I need to learn the Axiom API? Actually, no, because we have implemented DOM API on top of the OM API for the users who are acquainted with DOM. So these are some of the advantages I see by using Axiom within a web service engine.
Right. So what are the versions of the SOAP specification is supported inside Axiom?
So basically, we support the two major versions of SOAP. One is SOAP 1.1 and the other one is SOAP 1.2. Well, when we implement this SOAP 1.1 and 1.2 in the same object model, sometimes we have problem of giving proper names for some methods. So what we did was the internal SOAP model that we have is SOAP 1.2. So whenever a SOAP 1.1 message comes, we pump that into SOAP 1.2 model without any information loss. So always the extension developers or whoever inside AxisTool will look at the SOAP model using a SOAP 1.2 model. But whenever we serialize or deserialize, Axiom knows what to serialize and deserialize. So there won't be any information loss, but at the same time, we can support both SOAP 1.1 and SOAP 1.2 at the same time.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much for joining us today, Chintaka. If you'd like to know more about Apache Axiom project, you can always check out the Oxygen Tank library.